brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He just joined us. I'm going to finish up with my Elysium review. And then we're going to get Larry Klayman, the lawyer who I know well, on with the father of one of the heroic Navy SEALs who died in SEAL Team 6. The father of Michael Strange, Charles Strange, is going to be joining us. By the way, I went to the film with Darren McBreen, Marcos Morales, Kit Daniels, Shane Steiner, myself, Ja'Kari Jackson. So, you know, there was Hispanic folks there, black guy there, white guys there, whatever. We're all just human beings, friends. Everybody agreed. Yeah, no, the white guys are the bad guy. Europeans are the bad guys. White South Africans are really the bad guys in the future hundreds of years from now. And the only good white guy is Matt Damon because he kills himself for the Latin Americans that basically are living down here in the United States. And my little question is, if Mexico and stuff's so bad and America is basically Elysium, that's the analogy, well then, why is Mexico so bad? Why is Brazil so bad? Because they've been under globalist-type operations, and the globalists are trying to duplicate that here. And the globalists see the numbers. The world's what you'd call 7% white was just 9% just a decade ago. It'll be like 3% within another 30, 50 years. In fact, it's predicted that, quote, white Caucasians will be extinct within 100 years. There will be no white people. And they teach in college, that's good, get rid of them, we're bad. You know, whatever you do. And my whole issue is that I'm sitting here as a white guy being told I'm just inherently evil. But the only reason that's happening is the globalists are trying to play our countries off against each other. They're trying to play our religions off, race off, all that. In the name of fighting racism, they're selling it and pushing it. And this is hardcore branding for all Latin Americans that all the whites are out to get you and they don't want to share the stuff they've got with you. So let's say we kill all the white people. Get rid of all those business owners. I mean, what if I wasn't here? And I got people of all, quote, races. They're all just human beings working here. I mean, well, will that help them if I was gone? Would it help somebody if I didn't go to, say, a Hispanic-owned restaurant? Will that help him if the gringo's dead? I mean, this is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. This is kill all the gringos, and then 20 billion people can go live on a space station that 100,000 can live on. And then it makes getting the life extension technology, getting real technological equity, it makes it a communist Latin American thing. They sell communism and collectivism based on liberation theology, racism, as the way to get ahead. And so if we take billions of people into the U.S. and give them all free welfare, because the archetype is just a machine, just heals you. Just, hey, we'll take your business like in Cuba, and then it'll be a paradise. Well, no, that doesn't happen. And this is all financed by ultra-rich that are exempt and are offshore, and Google funds all this open-border stuff while they're building floating cities and space stations that they say they're actually building Elysium, and they're using our money to build it, and they're going to all have us fight with each other. You don't fix the world with new science, new inventions, new technology coming together around a culture of liberty. No, no, no. You fix it by with gang tattoos and drinking and smoking pot and killing white people. And it just, you know, there's religion in it with the nun speaking to him, you're going to change the world. I mean, it is pure liberation theology, probably foundation written. This is unbelievable. Just how, I mean, I'm against Birth of a Nation, the famous Ku Klux Klan film. I protested the Ku Klux Klan, but they have nothing. I mean, Ku Klux Klan can't tie their shoelaces, ladies and gentlemen. This is an anti-white movie, but it's okay because as long as it's, you can be anything you want, as long as it's anti-white. But you can't criticize anybody else for what they're doing. The only racism is whites, and the message is you kill them, you save the world. This is a racist, degenerate movie.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable service. Survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into the second hour on this Friday edition, and we're going to cover a really serious issue here for the balance of the hour. You know about SEAL Team 6 and the Bin Laden raid, and you know that 20-plus Navy SEALs and other personnel were crammed on a helicopter under very mysterious circumstances, and that clearly the record of that has been covered up by the Obama administration. And they've had a lot of high-level military people come out and speak out. Early on, my father's friends of the gentleman whose son we've known for over a decade is in another SEAL team and is friends with people in SEAL Team 6, his best friends in that. And I told you just about a few weeks after it happened that they thought it was very suspicious. I'm on record. We wrote articles about it, but he wouldn't come on air, and his friend in SEAL Team 6 said they're under orders. They obviously can't even give us info. Just that they thought that they were set up was the words. And that did get out there. That was pretty big news when we even said that, because folks know we don't make things up. Well, since then, you've seen this stuff start to come out as the families have had the courage to talk about it, because this is very dangerous. You can end up like Michael Hastings covering stuff like this. Larry Klayman has been coming on the show for, I don't know, 15 years, the founder of Judicial Watch, has just broken some of the most important stories out there dealing with government corruption. He's going to be with us for about 15 minutes, and he's got to go. And then for the rest of the hour, we're going to be riding shotgun with a gentleman who's also there, Charles Strange, the father of Michael Strange, one of the 22 Navy SEALs, killed in the August 6, 2011, when their Chinook helicopter mysteriously went down. And there's the MichaelStrangeFoundation.org and Facebook. It's a / Michael Strange Foundation. Everybody be sure and get behind that. By the way, we've had our account suspended. And other people, hundreds of people we documented a few months ago or even last year when this first started getting attention. If you put a meme out or an article about this, they block it. So, and it turned out the White House is involved in that. So they don't want these families being hurt. But we're on over 160 AM and FM stations, XM, Global Shortwave, WWCR, 600,000 downloads of the podcast today. So like it or not, this is about to get out. Larry Klayman, I want you to open this up and bring Mr. Strange in here and set the table. But I'd like to just recap what we know happened versus what we're being told and why I was told right after it happened by a member of SEAL Team 3. I'll just say it, that most of the SEALs he talked to said, quote, "We know it was a setup." What is the setup then, and what is the cover-up? Larry Klayman, thank you for coming on today with Charles Alex Strange. Thanks. You bet.
Well, here's the scenario, Alex, is that shortly after bin Laden was killed, the administration obviously wanted to crow about it for political purposes and claim credit and give information to make them sound credible, like they were know what they were talking about. So it was Vice President Biden and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta at the time that revealed SEAL Team 6 was the group that killed bin Laden. That was like putting a target on their backs. And we represent several of the families. And they can tell you that after that happened, their sons were very scared, not just for themselves over there in Afghanistan, but for the families, that there would be retaliation. Now, fast forward to August 6, 2011. We just went by that date, that anniversary date, and a flag was flown over the Capitol in honor, thanks to Congressman Trent Franks, for the SEALs and other special ops that died. But what happened is that they knew. We have a report, and Charlie will tell you more about that, that they were that the Taliban was laying in wait to shoot down an American helicopter, presumably special ops forces, in the Tangine Valley, over 100. And they sent this mission in there without adequate preparation, without pre-assault fire, which ordinarily you'd have to prevent, a response. They went in there to fight a battle. You have seven Afghanis, because we share these missions with the Afghans for some unknown reason, because we want to reach out to the Muslims over there. They're on the missions. They substitute them out, seven of them, right before the flight. No one knows who's inserted. There's no listing of it on the manifest. So the possibility exists that these Afghanis are the ones that assisted in breaching security.
Yeah, that's what I was told a few weeks after, is they thought somebody got a bomb on board. But, I mean, how obvious is that? They want to get rid of these SEALs. They know the truth about the bin Laden raid. They send them out where the Taliban's lying in wait. And from what I heard that from the people in SEAL Team 6, but obviously Charles is going to know more about this than anybody, that they thought there was something on board the aircraft. Is that true, Mr. Strange?
That's why we're looking for this special investigation to find out, you know, was it a bomber on there, a suicide bomb, or was it a man pad? They told us, you know, they used the term lucky shot. I told them if it was lucky shot, they would have missed with an RPG. With a man pad, it's a heat-seeking missile. So, I've heard that from the teams, too.
Okay. Go ahead, Larry.
After the crash occurs, they can't find the so-called black box that would tell us how it happened.
Oh.
They claim there was a flash flood that washed it away. Well, you know, there hasn't been a flood over there since Noah's Ark. How is there a flash flood? You know, so, I'm being a little facetious. They do have them every now and then, but not very often. You have the body of Michael Strange, which was intact. We have the photographs. It was cremated without getting Charlie's permission. Charlie's a Christian. You know, Christians don't cremate fallen heroes like Michael. And why did they have to do that? They brought the seven Afghani bodies back to Dover Air Force Base that were on that chopper? Why bringing the Afghans back to the United States to our armed forces instant pathology? What is potentially being covered up? And last but not least, in terms of just summarizing this, at the ramp ceremony for Michael and the other fallen SEALs and special ops forces, a Muslim cleric, and you can find this on our website, it's freedomwatchusa.org. I'm now running Freedom Watch. A Muslim cleric damns anyone who doesn't believe in Allah to hell as infidels. They're giving a prayer over our special ops forces. Why? And, you know, these are all questions that need to be answered. We've succeeded in triggering a congressional inquiry into this in the Government Oversight and Reform Committee. We have a lawsuit pending as well. So we want to get to the bottom of it. But this is a scandal, I think, which will ultimately prove to be bigger than Benghazi because, God forbid, I mean, you had four souls killed tragically at Benghazi. But here, you know, you had 30 Americans killed, and Americans continue to be killed because they're not allowed to engage the Muslims over there. We have to be nice to them. We can't fire unless we're fired upon first. We have to give them a chance to lay their arms down. And that's a large part of what went on here is there was not sufficient preparation to go in and fight this battle.
Larry Klayman's our guest. He's the lawyer working with Charles Strange. You know, Charles, I have one son, and he's 10 years old. And I have two daughters. I just cannot imagine. I almost feel even disrespectful even talking about this, but I know we've got to talk about it so the truth comes out. To just sit here and casually talk about your son's death while you're sitting here, but I know you've been living with this now for a year and a half or so. It just tears my guts out with empathy to imagine it. And then to clearly look at this, and there's clearly foul play, clearly a cover-up. And then they've got a imam basically cursing over them at the everything Obama does is really to defile Christianity. They've turned Syria over to Al-Qaeda and Libya, and they're targeting Christians, and that's being covered up by the media. I mean, I used to hear this stuff about Obama, maybe some radical Muslim, like, oh, give me a break. But I tell you, these people act like the worst villains I've ever heard of. How are you dealing with this, sir? I know you're fighting back. And what would your son want to say right now if he was here with us?
Michael would say, don't stop, Dad. Find out, Dad. Michael was home in June 2011 for his birthday. And for the first time in 8 years that he was with Special Ops, he talked about a will. He grabbed me by the bicep three times. And he said, Dad, I said, what's going on? He said, Dad, I'm not effing around. And he stopped at my sister's house, Aunt Maggie's, who he loved. We talked to her about a will. And somebody was leaking something. One of these higher-ups, does it go up to Obama? I'm not sure. But Obama was just watching watching them guys 93 days ago, right, when they killed Bin Laden. So all of a sudden, 93 days later, my son killed. He's home in June telling me about a will. And then all the other men, a lot of the other men, one guy used to kiss his mom on top of the head, then he kissed her on the lips. One guy used to tell his dad, keep all the beer cold. This time he grabs him by the shoulders and tells him how much he loves him and the way he raised him. So there was leaks going on. It goes all the way up to the top. It was definitely a set-up ambush. You know, when they were flying in there, there was a tower 50 foot high. And they called up and they asked, you know, what's with the tower with these two guys on there? And the Afghan administration answers, they're hanging crops, 2 o'clock in the morning. And supposedly, if there was a shot, it was coming from there. They were surrounded. There were so many Taliban there.
Sure.
That there was over 100 Taliban.
Well, that's exactly what I was told a few weeks after, and then now it's all come out that they even knew. They're like, we're being sent in. This is obviously looking at the mission. They knew it wasn't a real mission. They knew it was a setup, and that it was a trap because that's what they do is plan missions. And the way they were sardined on a piece of junk helicopter as well. Nothing was following standard procedure. Is that what you basically have gleaned, sir?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I have to, August 2011, August 6th, and then October of 2011, General Culp brought all the families down to Little Creek for the investigation report. And I was raising my hand. You know, you talked about your son. If somebody murdered your son, you'd be raising, well, you want to know who and questions. And they said it went through a chain of command for the landing site. I raised my hand. I said, can I have them names? And his neck snapped, and he paced back and forth, and all the bigwigs are up there, all the four stars. And he said, it's in the book, sir. I said, about an after-action report. It's in the book, sir. He talks a little bit. I said, what happened to the black box, which is really orange? And General Colt raises both hands. A flash flood came and washed it away. I said, you got to be kidding me. But anyway, they give me this book, and you don't look at it because you just hear about your son getting murdered. And they give me a disc. And I come home, I open the book up, there's no ink. Mr. Jones, there's no ink, no toner, you can't read it. I call Commander Admiral Sean Tybus. I said, Sean, I can't read this. He said, well, we got a lot of complaints about that. I said, all right, send me another one. He said, we can't, we burned it.
Absolutely, that's how you do it. You give them the fake book so that, oh, we didn't know, so you wouldn't make a scene, the other families wouldn't make scenes. This is incredible. This is organized.
Well, I put the disc in, and you can barely read that. And I said to my wife, Michael's stepmom, I said, we got to do something with this. We got to do something with this disc. And there's like 100 little blocks on there. And you click it, and then you click it again, and then you click it a third time. And she said, let's print it out. And we printed it out, Mr. Jones, 1,300-some pages. And it tells you everything about the ambush, about Quarry Tahir, Lefty Grove, the name of the object, how he moved. He moved, Mr. Jones, the day before with all his Taliban buddies to another village. It tells you everything. The one guy, General Colt, asked the guy, he asked the fire control officer, what went on with this op? And the guy answers, and I'm dictating right from my paperwork, it was not a normal op for us to lock both of our sensors down at two different locations because it's kind of asking us to be vulnerable. I mean, that was hard for us to swallow because we haven't had eyes on. Our eyes were somewhere else, and that came from up above. Our hands were tied from up above. Who was the guy, commander, that tied their hands?
Unbelievable.
Who was their contractor?
Well, we're talking to the father of slain Navy SEAL hero Michael Strange, Charles Strange, and we've got Larry Klayman on the line with us. Larry's got to go in about 6-7 minutes, but Charles Strange is going to be able to stay with us for the rest of the hour and even perhaps take some of your phone calls and questions you've got, especially if you're former Navy SEAL or somebody from the Navy or Special Ops, Delta Force, Green Berets, Army Rangers on down the line, because you can probably ask better questions than I can out there. But Larry Klayman, in the time we have left with you, and then we'll go back to Mr. Strange, other points that are important to add here. I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but I know how cover-ups work. I look at this A to Z. It looks like they wanted those guys dead and sent them in and set them up, and that's what the Navy SEALs I've talked to say. So the question is, why get rid of them?
Well, the big question, Alex, is was this payback for Osama bin Laden being killed? Did Helmut Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, of course, he's only the president of Kabul, Taliban rules the rest of the country, did he offer them up to pay homage to the Taliban? That's a possibility.
So it's a deal. So it's a deal.
Yeah.
Okay, we kill your guy now, we get to kill your guys back. It's that whole tribal blood debt thing.
Absolutely. And I hate to say this, and it is speculative. It's extremely speculative. But did our own people offer them up? That's another question, too. And all of these questions need to be investigated and found out and acted upon. There's a lot of money that's going in different directions over there. You know, there's a drug trade. People can get very rich. There are other motivations, perhaps, as well. And, and again, without making any kind of accusation, when we're rolling over to these jihadists, when we're more concerned about the lives of Muslims than we are the lives of Christians and Jews and others, when we bow down to the King of Saudi Arabia, in effect, bow down to the Taliban and can't fire unless we're fired upon first as a general rule, there are some serious questions here. So Charlie and others are coming forward not just to pay respect and honor to their great sons who died for us, but for those servicemen who are now being sent into harm's way and who are frightened to death, and these are brave people, only because they can't defend themselves. And they're dropping like flies. There are more people that have been killed per capita in Afghanistan than even in Iraq or in Vietnam. The casualty rate is huge because we want to make nicey-nice with the Muslims over there. That's the bottom line.
Let me ask you this question to Charles Strange, the father. Sir, what does your gut tell you? Of having all the facts, but then your gut. I mean, I remember when I heard about this, my gut said, I bet they're getting rid of people that know too much, and then it all came out. I mean, what does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that Karzai, somebody from the Afghan administration, set this up with someone very high in our government. Without it, that's what my gut's telling me. And for Michael was a cryptologist. He's from the Dev Group. He was special ops, and how they made SEAL Team 6 was guys from the Dev Group, special ops, combined with the Navy SEALs to make the most elite team in the world, SEAL Team 6, the best. And he was SEAL Team 6 and for 4 years. And Michael, as a cryptologist, he just got an award. He got the National Intelligence Medal of Valor. There's only been 19 of them, him and Jared Day. He was number 19th to ever receive that for what he knew and what he could do. And physically, he was 2% body fat. Michael could run from here to Canada, from Philly to Canada, with a bottle of Jameson's in his hand. He was remarkable. But he knew, he trusted them guys. And for me to download these papers with Michael's stepmom and then to read that May 10th, 100 Taliban are coming to the Tangine Valley to kill him, and then nobody says nothing for this guy, Quarry Tahir, to move the day before. It's all in the paperwork. This was a setup. And you're going to tell me that they're going to tell me it was a lucky shot? You know, they're going to tell me they were going to ask for that dispatch, Mr. Jones, one of the parents told me. The next day, they were going to ask all the parents for the dispatch. And my wife figured out how to print it out. And we read all this information. That's all I've been doing. Tuesday was 2 years.
Wow.
And it just eats you up.
That's right. It's been 2 years. I was saying a year and a half. Wow, we just had the anniversary. Time just flies. Larry, we're going to come back and let Mr. Charles Strange lay all this out. But I wanted, and also talk about the MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. People should support that. But in the few minutes we've got left, what else is important for people to know about where this investigation is going and how they can support the families to get justice?
Follow us on freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org, in addition to Charlie's foundation, because we're very active in this matter, and things are growing. More families are coming to us. The Congress is sincere. I got to take my hat off, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm a skeptic, but we spent 2.5 hours with Daryl Issa a few weeks ago, and Jason Chaffetz of the Government Oversight Reform Committee, and they are very dedicated here, and they're seeking to get wide support. And there are some Democrats that will probably come on board, too.
Yeah, this has got to make Obama worry. What do you think happened at Benghazi? That looks like the same deal, getting rid of people that know too much because you're giving heat-seeking missiles to al-Qaeda. I knew that right when it happened from my military sources. Now that's actually come out.
Well, and it's possible that some of those heat-seeking missiles found their way into Afghanistan. That's something that needs to be investigated. But this is bigger than Benghazi, ultimately, because we're fighting more wars in the Middle East, and we need to be able to change the rules of engagement. That's one of our primary objectives, so our military can defend themselves.
Do you think Obama's concerned? I mean, I'm sure you've seen the censorship of these stories on Facebook. Are you aware of that, Larry, that they're trying to shut down articles about this being passed around on Facebook?
Well, they're trying to shut everything down. I'll have 2 lawsuits against Obama and the NSA. In fact, Charlie's a plaintiff in both of them. You know, we're living in a world where the government wants to either spy upon us or have us believe that to intimidate us, to keep us down. And it's a serious situation in my lifetime and yours as well. And the American people, and this is quite beyond this particular matter.
It is crazy. Larry Klayman. Larry, thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to getting you back on other issues soon. Thank you. It's been too long. We're going
to
come back.
I look forward to it, Al.
Thank you, sir. We're going to come back with Charles Strange and give him the floor to really talk when we come back, and also open the phones up for respectful phone calls if he wants to do it. I'm going to talk to him off air right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This is a hard subject to cover and go over, but we're discussing 2 years now that's passed, recently just the anniversary, of the SEAL Team 6 folks crammed on a helicopter, flown out into a clear ambush. And sir, I know it's hard to talk about, but it's important to get the true story from what you've been able to dig up from sources, and it's even come out in the news as well now that indeed there's been a cover-up of what happened to your son Michael Strange and those other men. So walk through what we know about the mission, what unfolded. I want to try to give you the floor here to tell me what you were telling me during the last break about what happened to your son and others.
Well, there was 30 brave Americans on there. We don't want to forget the Army National Guards and the three PJs and the 22 SEAL team.
Absolutely. Guys.
And Bart the dog, John Duvendaro. They called him Jet Li. you know, just everything, the way Michael was home in June and the way the other men left, you know, that there was leaks going on, that something was going on with the top brass. And then to find out that in December 2011, I called Dover and I asked for an autopsy report. And with that, they sent us a disc. And Michael's stepmom looked at the disc and she said, "No, don't look at it before Christmas." I'm like, "Is it that bad?" And she's like, "Well," I mean, when she hesitated, I said, "Let me see that." And she let me look. And Michael was laying like he had a gun in his hand, and he was intact. It was like no hair burn. Like they said, the Pentagon spokeswoman Navy Jane Campbell said that all bodies were burnt beyond recognition. So when this first happened, August 6th, the people from the Navy that were at the house kept saying, "Everybody has to be cremated. Everybody has to be cremated." And so everybody didn't get cremated, you know, but I was told everybody had to be cremated. And then when I looked at the disc, I said, "My son didn't need to be cremated." And I said, "My son's holding a gun." And then who gave the command after the Chinook gets shot down or whatever happened, not for the Rangers to go in and help them? Like somebody gave a stand down order for them not to, to wait until daylight to go in. So I showed Jason Chavez these, Chafis, and I've been to Washington probably about, me and my wife probably about 12 times, and they've been really, I bought 30 of the pages, the most highlighted pages, and I gave them to these congressmen and congresswomen, and they would look at them, and they start reading, and then they look at me, and they say, "Hey, where'd you get this?" And I told them how we downloaded the disc in the papers. And their jaw dropped, and they would give me a hug, and they said, "Oh, my God." I said, "Yeah, it was all set up." They knew. They knew May 10th, 9 days after killing Bin Laden, that they were going to shoot down SEAL Team 6. You know? So.
Why would they want to do it? I mean, you say a vendetta or a trade with the Taliban so they wouldn't have reprisals. But here's my issue. I know your son was incredibly brave and involved in hundreds and hundreds of amazing missions. From my national security sources and others that have proven very accurate, they say in that raid that there was basically a body double of Bin Laden, and that's why they said they had the barrel on the ship. Turns out nobody saw that. They've court-martialed over 30 people, making them basically stay quiet, drumming them out of the Navy because they were speaking out. There's been mysterious deaths on the ship. I'm sure you know that. I don't believe a word Obama puts out. He said they were watching live feeds. Situation room photos they released were fake. That's all been admitted. And from my sources, they were sent in there. And they did go in there and get in a firefight, and the helicopter did crash and did get blown up so that the Chinese or the Russians wouldn't get it, the stealth helicopter. But that the SEALs themselves were asking questions about the raid, and that's why they had to be gotten rid of. I'm sure you've heard that theory. I mean, we know they set them up. That much has come out. We know they lied to you about the cremation, everything. Lied to you about his body, the condition. So none of it's true. Why would the Bin Laden story be true? And again, I'm not taking away from, wow, something very heroic, you know, killing Osama Bin Laden, but everything Obama puts out is a lie. So what's your information on that, Mr. Strange?
My information on that, Mr. Jones, is you're talking about, now it's a Muslim name, Mashia Adajal, D-A-J-J-A-L. He's an evil figure in the Islamic community there. And you know what, Mr. Jones? He is also blind in the left eye. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Bin Laden's body was dumped into the water off the northern Arabian Sea after an Islamic ritual that included the ceremonial washing of his body and wrapping in white sheets. They conducted a 50-minute ceremony. I know, I'm speechless too, Mr. Jones. I know. I know. I don't. That's why we need this special investigation. We got to bring, you know, I was told Joe Biden will get a pardon. But Leon Panetta, Leon the Snake Panetta, all of a sudden he's gone. But with a special investigation, whether you're still in the military or you're out of the military, like Petraeus. Petraeus left 10 days after my son got killed. David, I never stepped foot on a battlefield. Petraeus, who always had a girlfriend, Paul Broadwell, he's going to come in. I want to talk to him because 8 months later, Benghazi happened. He leaves 10 days after my son gets killed. They promote him to the CIA and then Benghazi. Admiral Eric Olson, 2 days after my son gets killed, he's gone. Admiral McRaven gets promoted. General Votel, that all this is in August 2011. He gets moved. General Votel. Like, you know, come on, man. Like you said, you don't have to be a rocket scientist here. And then he gave me a bullshit book with no ink. If your son was killed, mom yesterday, she said, you're lucky, they're lucky grandpa ain't alive. He'd be going right through the front doors of that White House there to Obama. You know? We need some answers here. Somebody has to be held accountable. I just don't want to, I need somebody to go to jail. This is murder. This is murder, Mr. Jones. My son knew in June somebody was setting him up, but he didn't think somebody on his own side. And whether Karzai, whoever, I don't want to, you know.
I understand. I understand. But, I mean, Karzai doesn't have the power to order special operations to do things, does he?
No. No.
Now, I think we all know who did the setting up here, and he's in Pennsylvania Avenue right now, and they wanted to get rid of the ambassador, too, because he didn't want to transfer missiles to Al-Qaeda. And I tell you, then you've got Obama handing not just Libya, but Egypt, and now is trying to hand Syria over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, my goodness, it makes you wonder sometimes if the president isn't actually some kind of Al-Qaeda mole.
It's, I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that. You know my feelings in my heart, but I'm not going to say it until we get to the courts.
I understand. We just appreciate your steadfastness, sir, you know, fighting for your son and fighting for the 30 or 29 other people that died on board the aircraft from the Army and the others. Now, you were saying some things to me off air about specifically your son being thrown out of the helicopter. I know you don't want to speculate too much, but you know, they tell you he's burned beyond recognition and they give you the disc and he's not burned. Obviously, folks leaking this stuff to you that care about what's happening. The whole military is, from what I've been told, not just the Navy, is completely freaked out right now knowing what really happened. What do you think from your sources really went on here?
Well, I believe, you know, the whole... They said, this is how General Cole explained it in October. And he says, the Chinook was coming in, you know, I asked a few questions. And he's saying that an RPG hit it 600 to 700 meters away. Now, 600 to 700 meters away is about 1,900 feet to 2,200 feet, you know, in the pitch dark. It was pitch dark. And he said it hit the rotary, and he had night vision goggles on, and it spun, it blew up, then it blew up again, and then when it hit the ground, he said it blew up a third time. So this was in October 2011, Brigadier General Jeffrey Colt, who got promoted too. And,
wow.
Yeah. So this is his thing. So I raised my hand. I said, sir, you're telling me that this guy, first I yelled about the lucky shot. It would have been lucky if they missed. And I'm out of my mind, you know what I mean? Like I am still, but, you know, missing my son. And I said, that's like somebody standing on top of the Empire State Building with a quarter and dropping it in a coffee cup. Is that what you're saying this is? And he put his head down and said, yes.
Yeah, they fired an unguided missile out to about its effective range and just magically hit. I mean, Luke Skywalker isn't that good a shot.
Right, right. That's why in our paperwork, it mentions Manpack. It says Route 1 in Kabul about where to get Manpacks. And they also talk in our paperwork. General Culp went over with 30 guys for this investigation after it happened. And what I do not know, because I'm not military, some of the abbreviations, but I have some retired Navy SEALs working on that for me. Like, you know, they would say MIRC, and what I found that means Mission Interpreter Reporter, and different logos like that. But the Manpack was also being, the Taliban are being trained by the Iraq soldiers on how to use Manpacks. It's in the paperwork. Anything I tell you right now, Mr. Jones, is fact, black and white. I sent you over some of the notes that we copied down and things like that. And the other day to Chris, your producer.
Absolutely. We'll show some of that on screen. We'll get you on, too, next week on the Nightly News TV show and have all these professionally laid out. You've got a lot of it up on your foundation site. I want to give the number out for active duty or former special operations people only, ladies and gentlemen, if they want to call in and give their take on the situation and the documented cover-up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. How is the rest of your family handling this? Again, the number, 800-259-9231. Charles, how's the rest of your family handling this?
His brother Chaz is very upset. You know, he thinks about him every day, and he's and his sister Caitlin, she was going to move down to Virginia with him, and them three got tighter as older they got. You know what I mean, Michael? We all spent time with him when he was with over in Hawaii. He was with Hawaii. I think he was helping out SEAL Team 2 then. That's when he was with the Devro. He was with them for like a year and a half. I spent 15 days with him in Hawaii. And that was pretty neat. And some secrets and squirrel stuff going on over there. And then he got, you know, he was with SEAL Team 6 the last 4 years. He bought a house down in Virginia. He was so proud of his house. He said, Dad, I got a house before you did. Well, I mean, you know, he was 21 when he bought a house down there. And I said, you beat me by a year. And I went down and did some yard work for him and all. And, I mean, all the young men and women that serve this country, God bless them. God bless them, you know. And Michael really took off in the military with, you know, we knew Michael was smart. We didn't know he was that smart. You know, they would give him newspapers from New York, Texas, Chicago. And he would decipher different codes that were coming in from terrorists, you know. And then with the training they gave him, and they put him with SEAL Team 6 the last few years.
So it sounds like your son was actually a savant then. If he was able to do that, that's like a photographic memory. Simply amazing. I want to take a phone call here, sir. Oh, it's just amazing having you on with us to hear about this. 800-259-9231. Delta, Alpha Teams, Green Berets, Navy SEAL people, folks that have worked with them, helicopter pilots, night stalkers, 800-259-9231. Jay in Florida, ex-Navy, worked with the SEALs. What's your question or comment for Mr. Strange, the father of the deceased Navy SEAL?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? And God bless you, Mr. Strange. I feel for you. I lost a lot of buddies in the Navy myself. I was a CH-46 crew chief back in the 80s, and I used to drop SEAL teams off and pick them up all across the world. And when I heard they got on a 47, I went, what in the world are they getting on a CH-47 for? That's what kind of got me. And then,
yeah, they wouldn't. That's what the Navy SEAL told me. The first woman I talked to, a friend of the family, was they never got on those. Plus, they wouldn't put that many on one target, and they knew getting on something was going on. Those are like 40-year-old pieces of crud. They were so cheap, they wouldn't even put them on a new helicopter. They were so cheap. I'm sorry to cut in, but yeah, that's another big point.
Absolutely. See, the CH-46 has been phased out of the Navy, and now they have 860s. And they can't take as many people aboard the 860, but they're a lot newer aircraft. And that's when I heard that, I just went, what in the world? You know, of course, if there was big bad things going on, then they're trying to get them out of there. But then when I heard that they were going into another mission, that wouldn't have happened when I was in the Navy. Matter of fact, when I was in Hawaii, just on one of my cruises aboard, you know, ships, we were at Barber's Point, I believe, the Naval Air Station, and all the CH-47s were down across the world because one of them went down in Germany and killed everybody on.
Well, that's what I was told. I was told they didn't get on those, and that was the first big. They were already freaked out. Like, is this it? Is that what you've been told, Charles? Basically, as well.
From Navy SEALs, Michael's team did, I believe, they never did 22 guys, 4 guys, 8 guys, 6 guys, and they never, ever, ever went into a battle zone in a CH-47D. And I'd like to say one more thing. The next day when they went in for to get Michael and them, they had 30 planes, and they had Blackhawks and Pathfinders and 140 guys.
Stay there, sir. Explain what that means when we come back. Charles Strange is with us for about 10, 15 more minutes. Then we've got Drew Pearson in studio.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
All right, folks, we got two short segments left with our guest, and then Drew Pearson. famous wide receiver and tied into the InfoWar, was going to be in studio with us, flew down from Dallas. What a heavy subject we're talking about here. And as a father, I can't even imagine. Just imagining it tears my guts out. Charles Strange joins us, the father of Michael Strange. You were making a point about how they had all the nice equipment sitting right there, but they sent them off all packed in there that they'd never done before in a clunker that had been, you know, basically for almost everybody decommissioned except for hauling ammunition. I mean, is that the point you're getting at here with the last comment you made, sir?
Yes, sir. For the rescue team, they had, first of all, they didn't know what helicopter got shot down for 10 minutes. They didn't know. Uh-huh. It was on paperwork. General Cole asked the guy, that, you know, there's four sensors, four eyes in the sky. And he says, well, sir, actually, we didn't know what helicopter got shot down for 10 minutes. And then he goes, well, how about the rescue mission? Somebody gave a stand down command. They didn't go right in. They waited for the sunlight to come up. He goes, we have 30 plans for the rescue mission. We have 140 men. We have Blackhawks. We have Pathfinders. So they knew. Somebody knew, Mr. Jones. Somebody set this up. Why? I mean, you could go, what did Michael and them guys know? They knew something because in June, the way Michael left, you know, talking about a will and some of the other men, you know. So who was it? It goes to the top with the special investigation. And for all your listeners out there, call your congressman. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's about American lives. I don't want this to happen to anybody else's son or daughter that's serving this country.
Absolutely.
Somebody has to be exposed.
Absolutely. You know? Or Obama will tell more lies than get rid of any witnesses he needs to. Let's talk to John, who's former Army. What's your take on what you're hearing, or what's the points you'd like to add or questions?
Yes, sir. I have a question about the official report that was in the media. They said that the helicopter that went down was a CH-47 Chinook. I've been on those many times on many missions, and they're actually great helicopters. But my take on it is that the official report said that it was a National Guard helicopter. Now, as soon as they said that, me and my team and my buddies raised eyebrows, because that was a red flag right there. Because no special forces unit, whether it be Army, Navy, Marine Corps, will ever fly a National Guard bird. They always fly a special unit, you know, regiment, like 160th SOAR, Special Operations Aviation Regiment. So that was a red flag right there. And another one I noticed another caller brought up was that you'll never put all your birds in one basket. You'll separate a team. So there's a couple of points right there that I want to just ask. Maybe someone else could, if they know the answer, could talk about. But those are the two big red flags that I noticed.
Well, what does your gut? What does your gut tell you here? I mean, it's clear there's a cover up. It's clear they.
Unfortunately, I have to agree. I believe that, you know, basically what you believe. You know, same thing: false flags, homegrown terrorism, CIA. It's all unfortunately done, you know, by our own government and shadows of it, or. I guess, you know, you can go in depth on that, but
Criminal elements,
you know, it's all been taken over, and I just hope that we weed them out. You know, I hope that I know.
Yeah, before they weed us out. They're trying to weed us out right now. Exactly. God bless you, sir.
Yeah,
they're going after the good people, folks. This is a criminal takeover. And folks better decide what side they're on. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. Five more minutes with our guest. Take a final call or so and get some final comments. Then Mr. Strange will join us next week on the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.